Can you believe it? It's the Daily Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. That's right. Total Baywide daily escapement wades in at 13.4 million, with the total run surpassing 40 million fish. It's a balmy Tuesday here in Dillingham. It's July 14th, and I'm your host, Tyler Thompson. Coming up tonight, big harvests meant big holdups for processors last week. That's on top of a tough season.
Probably one of the more stressful seasons I can remember on record for trying to move fish with the added stress of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The Bay's big harvests last week have jerked the statewide harvest numbers up.
A little bit below the five-year average and then a little bit above the 10-year average. So, you know, that push of fish has kind of moved us back into, you know, you could call it a normal spot.
An economist breaks that down in our weekly market update. 2 minutes a day in the Bay has its first submission of the season. We'll hear from Bristol Bay resident Casey Luke at the end of tonight's show.
I am inspired by the actions taken by our canneries, our stakeholders, and fishermen and women who keep the tradition, livelihood, and safety of so many alive during the 2020 season.
Those conversations on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report coming up.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Alrighty, Baywide daily harvest yesterday was below 2 million fish for the second day in a row, and the season's total harvest is 27 million fish as of yesterday. Total Baywide escapement is 13.4 million. The total run in Bristol Bay has passed 40 million fish for a grand total so far of 41.2 million. Average fish per drift delivery slipped below 800 in every district in the Bay yesterday. Now let's get down to those numbers, starting out here on the west side. In the Nooshigak District, a 322,000 fish harvest yesterday brings the Nooshigak's cumulative harvest to 7.4 million fish. Yesterday's harvest is attributed 3% to Agushik set netters, 26% to the Nooshigak set netters, and 69% to the drift fleet. District-wide, escapement was 184,000 fish in the Nooshigak District yesterday for a total district escapement of just over 3 million fish. Let's look at that escapement by river. The Nooshigak River sonar saw 44,800 sockeye pass yesterday, bringing cumulative sockeye escapement in the Nooshigak River to 1.1 million. The sonar also counted 130 kings for a total Nooshigak king escapement of 40,000 and 280 chums, bringing chum escapement up the Nooshigak River to 102,000. In the Wood River, the counting tower crew saw 34,000 fish pass the tower before 6 a.m. this morning. Escapement in the Wood River has now exceeded its upper goal at 1.8 million fish. The Agushik River passed its lower range goal yesterday, 6,000 fish passing the counting tower this morning. The Agushik's cumulative escapement is now 150,000 fish. In total, the run in the Nooshigak District is the third largest in the Bay at 10.4 million. In the Togiak District, fishermen caught 25,000 fish yesterday. Total harvest in the Togiak District is now just over 100,000 fish, 103,000 to be precise. The Togiak River counting crew counted 1,600 fish escaping before 6 a.m. this morning, pushing escapement in the Togiak River to 19,700. Total run in the Togiak District has also passed 100,000 fish and is now 121,000. The Naknek-Quijac had yesterday's largest daily harvest at 705,000 fish. That came 7% from Quijac set netters, 13% from Naknek set netters, and 80% from the drift fleet. Total harvest in the Naknek-Quijac is still the Bay's largest harvest this season, 9.6 million fish. Across the Naknek-Quijac district, daily escapement yesterday was 857,000 fish, bringing the season escapement in the district to 7.7 million. Let's take a look at that escapement by river. Alagnak River, 295,000 fish escaped in the Alagnak River yesterday, bumping total escapement in the Alagnak to 1.6 million. In the Quijac River, yesterday's escapement of 469,000 fish pushes total escapement in the Quijack River to 2.7 million fish. The Quijack has a 500,000 fish in river estimate. And in the Naknek River, 92,000 fish escaped yesterday. That makes the Naknek's escapement for the season 3.4 million fish so far. In total, the run in the Naknek Quijack District is 17.9 million fish, the largest in the bay by more than 6 million. In Igigik, harvest was 565,000 fish yesterday, making the cumulative season's harvest in Igigik 9.1 million. Yesterday's catch came 86% from the drift fleet and 14% from set netters. Igigik's daily escapement was 131,000 fish, pushing escapement in the district to just under 2 million fish. In total, Igigik's run is 11.1 million fish, the second largest run at this point. In the Ugashik district, daily harvest yesterday was 139,000 fish, attributed 32% to the set netters and 68% to the drift fleet. Total harvest in the Ugashik district is now 702,000. 185,000 fish escaped up the Ugashik River yesterday, bringing cumulative harvest to 619,000 fish. There is also a 250,000 fish in river estimate. Altogether, the total Ugashik run is 1.5 million fish so far this season. Permit registration on July 14th, 9 a.m. to July 16th at 9 a.m. Here's the Tuesday-Thursday boat breakdown. There are 1,665 permits fishing on 1,294 vessels. That's 923 single permit vessels and 371 D-boats. At 9 a.m. on Thursday, that will rise to 1,332 boats, 381 of which will be D-boats, by district. The plurality of the bay's fleet is fishing in the Naknek Quijack District. They've got 541 boats, 176 of which are D-boats. There's 42% of the fleet. In 48 hours, that will rise to 556 boats, 180 of which will be D-boats. Igigik represents 28% of the fleet. There are 365 boats there, 114 of which are D-boats. And those numbers will stay the same over the next 2 days. The Nushagak District will also stay steady until Thursday morning. There are 234 boats, or 18% of the fleet, fishing in the Nushagak District, 47 of which are D-boats. No changes before Thursday morning there. In the Ugashik District, we have 9% of the fleet fishing. That's 111 boats, 34 of which are D-boats. In 48 hours, that will jump to 134 boats, 40 of which will be D-boats. And the 3% of the fleet in Togiak, 43 boats, will stay the same over the next 2 days. The South Peninsula is still closed to commercial fishing, but here's what harvest info we have from Area M. Fleet in Area M caught 80,800 sockeye yesterday, bringing the season total harvest to 1.2 million fish. There was a daily harvest of 232 chums, 10 kings, 3 coho, and 3 pinks. We've got the last catch update of the 2020 season from Port Muller Test Fishery for you tonight, although we may still get run analysis to come from the test fishery. Here are yesterday's Port Muller catch indices. Station 2 had an index of 0, no fish were caught at Station 2. Station 4 had an index of 9, 1 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 2 in the 5 1/8. Station 6 had an index of 57, 2 in the 4.5 and 15 in the 5 1/8. And Station 8 had an index of 37, 3 in the 4.5 and 8 in the 5 1/8. If you're impressed that we say all those numbers every day on the Fish Report with no water breaks, donate to KDLG. Go online to kdlg.org and click the yellow donate button. We'll be right back with more of your favorite niche public radio show, the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes from GCI, offering connectivity to communities around the state with the latest smartphones and internet packages. A full list of services and store locations at gci.com.
Now switching over to some COVID-19 updates. The Chamai Community Health Center in Naknek announced 4 new cases of COVID-19 in seafood workers yesterday. The cases were detected between July 10th and July 13th. Chimay Clinic Director Mary Swain said in a Facebook post that although the state of Alaska had reported 2 resident cases of COVID-19 in the combined Bristol Bay and Lake and Peninsula boroughs region, neither of those residents' cases are in Bristol Bay Borough. To date, Bristol Bay Borough has not had a resident case of COVID-19. Including the weekend positive tests from seafood workers, the total number of positive cases physically in Bristol Bay Borough is 7. For processors, this season is especially complicated. Juggling big harvests with health and safety requirements make things even tougher.
Seasons I can remember on record for trying to move fish with the added stress of the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's Monty Peters, the production manager for Leader Creek in Naknek. Leader Creek was one of the processors that had to put its fishermen on limits last week due to the big pushes of fish across the bay.
When the fish get too old, it's harder to do, so we want to make sure that we keep the quality standards at their highest, and sometimes we have to put a few limits on to make sure that happens. Running out of capacity, too, with tenders and plant capacities and that kind of thing.
Peters says that moving a lot of fish in a short amount of time is always tough, but the additional safety concerns mean it is particularly difficult.
When you put on the added stress of the COVID-19, it adds an extra mental fatigue to the whole situation that, you know, none of us can actually say we've dealt with, so.
Peters says Leader Creek is following the state mandates and CDC guidelines to ensure a safe processing season. They extended breaks and meal times so people could social distance.
We try to enforce all the social distancing guidelines that the CDC had laid down for us. And, you know, our number one goal is to try to keep everybody safe and make sure everybody gets to go home healthy.
Heading into the latter half of July, attention is turning towards this year's base price. But Peter says he's not directly involved in that aspect of the business.
Being an ex-fisherman myself, the prices are never high enough. And as a processor, they're always too high.
Last year, the base price in Bristol Bay was $1.25, plus bonuses for icing and delivery. Alaska Fish Radio today cited a Seafood Source article which reported that Trident Seafoods recently posted a base price of 60 cents a pound for South Peninsula sockeye. Last week's harvest of 22 million salmon was double the entire harvest of the 8 prior weeks. For tonight's fish market, the McDowell Group's Garrett Everidge put Bristol Bay's largest harvest into context. Everidge helps compile the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute's weekly salmon summary. He told KDLG's Izzy Ross that while the Bay had a strong week, statewide production continues to lag.
We had a slow start to Bristol Bay's harvests. It really picked up last week, and we saw some really large hauls from the fleets in Igigaik, Naknek, Quijack, and Nushagak. I wanted to look at how that might be impacting the market and the statewide numbers, and then put that in a little context.
Well, yeah, you know, this turn from slow, plodding, worried harvest levels, where we were down 60% in some weeks, 50%, we saw that gap improving until last week, and then it really improved. That trend is something that we've seen before, not quite as extreme, but this dynamic where Alaska salmon, the season will start out somewhat slow, and then Bristol Bay comes online, and we really turn a corner. We've seen that in prior years. And like you say, the fishing was quite productive. We surpassed 3 million fish a day on the 6th. But, you know, what that's done for us, you know, it looks like we harvested about 17 million fish last week. That puts Bristol Bay, just measured by number of fish, about a third behind last year, which is quite strong. And then a little bit below the 5-year average, and then a little bit above the 10-year average. So, you know, that push of fish has kind of moved us back into, you could call it, a normal spot. And then plus with this week's presumably decent fishing, as we ease off that peak, we might be back into a pretty comfortable area. We're seeing a similar dynamic emerge that we've seen in the previous few years where Bristol Bay comes online and starts to improve these statewide numbers while the Gulf of Alaska lags. So if we look at sockeye fishing across the state, Kodiak, Area M definitely improved, but Prince William Sound is still relatively slow, Cook Inlet slow, Southeast is very slow. Chignik, it's difficult to see the numbers out of Chignik. They're at historically low escapement numbers. So that contrast is just particularly difficult to see, especially as we're going into maybe the third or fourth year of that dynamic. With pinks, we're definitely running ahead of where we were in 2018, but it's pretty modest volume, just about 5 million fish. Most of those pinks were produced by Prince William Sound, and some of the data is withheld from Area M, so we don't actually have a super clear picture on that. So that 4.9 million fish is like a lower bound for harvest. With Kita or with Chum, you know, it's that species in a tough spot right now, down about 60% against 2019, down about 65% against the five-year average. Most of the production this year has come out of Prince William Sound and Area M. And, you know, when we think about chums in Alaska and kind of the relative importance of that species, AYK, you know, that's kind of the main species for the AYK region. Fishing there has been quite slow. Same thing with Southeast. In most years recently, chums have been the most important species for Southeast, and they are about 50 to 60% behind last year. With chums, though, we have observed increasingly we can have some pretty good fishing into the end of August, so there is some hope there. A lot of those chums are hatchery chums. And then with coho, we're starting to kind of ramp into typical production, although we're behind at the statewide level. Historically, it's mid-July where we start to produce about 200,000 to 400,000 coho, and we usually see that through the end of September. While last week was, it was record-breaking, right? You know, we harvested at least 22 million fish. In the 8 weeks prior, the harvest had been 11 million. So in 1 week, we doubled the harvest of the eight prior weeks, which is pretty impressive. But even with that last week, which was strong, on a statewide level, we are still behind where we would like to be just when we compare to historical norms. But it's really that slow start that's weighing down this average. So, you know, a hopeful lens would be that we get another decent week of fishing out of the bay and some of these other fisheries around the state start to pick up as well.
That was economist Garrett Everidge with the McDowell Group. This year, we've worked with fishermen in solidarity with Bristol Bay to work on the 2 minutes a day in the Bay project. Tonight, we have our first message from Bristol Bay resident Casey Luke.
Casey Luke, my message for Bristol Bay is out of the spirit of togetherness and to encourage the continued strength of our Bristol Bay communities. I am inspired by the actions taken by our canneries, our stakeholders, and fishermen and women who keep the tradition, livelihood, and safety of so many alive during the 2020 season. I am Casey Luke, year-round Bristol Bay resident and advocate of a safe, sustainable fishery and our regional school system. I stand in awe of our local leaders, young and seasoned, listening to their voices, watching their actions, joining them in upholding safety measures as responsible residents. I stand in gratitude of all who persist in the industry. Fishing sustains us now and in the winter, both mentally and physically. It sustains our children, students, current and future generations depend on it. Keep on keeping on, folks. Keep fighting this good fight for our fish and for all humans. Thank you.
We encourage everyone in Bristol Bay to make their testimony submissions by calling 360-559-1532 to make your recording or give KDLG a ring at 907-842-2200. We will be right back.
Programming support for KDLG comes from listeners like you and from Nomar, serving Bristol Bay for 40 years with the gear fishermen need. Online at nomaralaska.com.
And that's just about going to do it for us tonight here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Before we take off, let's take a look at the marine weather forecast and do some messages to the fleet. Tonight in the Bristol Bay area, northwest winds 10 knots, seas at 1 foot. Tomorrow for Wednesday, variable wind less than 10 knots, becoming southeast 10 knots in the afternoon, seas at 1 foot. From Port Hyde to Cape Sarachef, there is a small craft advisory through Wednesday and Wednesday night. But for tonight, Tuesday night, east wind 20 knots, seas at 2 feet with patchy fog. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, east wind 25 knots, seas at 4 feet with patchy fog. And now with some messages to the fleet. I haven't proofread any of these, so here we go. To the American Eagle from the fishing boat Mambo Kid, the brand new Maritime Fab, Stern Roller Blue, and LFSI is doing nothing to replace it. We got no money left. Please send $6,500 so we can buy the working Comatics we found. Send check to Dad. Message for Dory on fishing vessel Independence from Mom. I have most of the items you requested ready to ship out today. The samurai sword wouldn't fit, so I'm having to send that one separately. I believe the Postal Service has regulations about shipping live animals, so I'm contacting the airlines to see if they will allow the pygmy goat on the plane. I hope you okayed this with Uncle Tickle Bunny first. I found out that absinthe has been banned in the U.S. since 1915, so I'll keep your stash hidden and not add that to the box. Hope you're doing well. Love, Mom. Now to Captain Brent Cathy on the fishing vessel Independence from, it's Montana Chick again. Hey, tall dude, things are good here. I did some work on the banya. You know that cedar smell? Do you like it? I found something called patchouli and rubbed it into the wood. I'm sort of second-guessing myself now, but hey, it'll probably fade, right? Hope you're doing well. I've been getting weird collect calls from some buddy, obviously a wrong number, as I don't think we know anyone in Texas. Be safe, Montana Chick. That's all, folks. Happy fishing, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place.